Praise the Lord, my Lord, the mightiest, mightiest professor of the Lord.
Well, blessed people, so you've seen why the Lord Almighty sent me on that January 11th to pronounce war, destruction to this earth. When I gave the prophecy January 11th, 2021, of this war that you see now happening between Russia and the West. Now you understand. Because you cannot reject God and then think that you are going to have a sustainable life on this earth. And so the Lord Almighty is presenting to you how terrible it will be in the tribulation and in the great tribulation. And the Lord expects that that should really cause you to turn around and begin to repent and receive Christ and be born again and be focused on eternity. Be heavenly focused. The generation that you see the Lord now sending his two prophets to judge, they perish because they hate the truth. They have rejected repentance. They have rejected the cross. They have rejected holiness, but they love deception. They believe falsehood. They love pleasure in unrighteousness. How then do you think God will not judge you if that is your condition? And that's why tonight in the message of glorification, the vision of October 18th, the year 2021, you see that the Lord is presenting a contrast. He's saying that considering that life on this earth is that much temporary, then for sure, all of you ought to be focused on eternity. God is pleading with this generation to focus on eternity. And for those that he will glorify in that tremendous vision of October 18th, the year 2021, when he said, God tell them, that when the rapture takes place, they will have glorious bodies like mine. Bodies like mine, meaning glorious bodies like mine. Those that he will glorify, those are his elect. So glorification essentially defines the election of God. Those are the ones who have overcome, the elect who have overcome. So glorification essentially defines overcoming. Talks about how you have overcome. Those are the saints that overcome. Emphasizing the need that when you are on this earth, you ought to overcome. You need to overcome sin. Those you will glorify are the ones who in this life, they despise life on this earth. They don't consider it as anything important the way we saw the Old Testament saints do in Hebrews chapter 11, 32 to 40. Those are the ones that despise life on this earth. Those are the ones that get to see the glory of heaven, meaning God has opened their eyes so they can focus on the treasure of the eternity. Hallelujah. If that is you, then you can count on the fact that you're going to be glorified. Those are the ones who are focused on the testimony of the blood of Jesus. The testimony they will live on this earth, live with as they go to heaven. They focus on humility. If that is you, then you can count on the fact that you will be glorified. They love Jesus so much, they focus on the humility example of Jesus. Those are the church, the Christians, who focus on sacrificial life. They sacrifice this life, their lives on this earth, for eternity. They consider the earth as not being worthy enough for them. They focus on sacrificial life on this earth, sacrificial living. And they are the ones who have stored up for themselves treasures in heaven, according to Matthew chapter 6, 19 to 24. And Colossians chapter 3, 1 to 7. They have stored up for themselves. Their lives are hidden with Christ in heaven. They have stored up for themselves treasure in heaven. They have stored up for themselves treasure in heaven. Those are the ones the Lord has awakened their souls to the sobering reality of hellfire. When they see the story of Lazarus and the rich man, Luke 16, verses 19 to 21, they see the reality of hellfire. When they read Revelation chapter 14, 10 to 14, they see the reality of hellfire. The Lord has opened their eyes. They are the election of God. God has facilitated them with his Holy Spirit because he found that their hearts were ready. They are chosen people that will be glorified. God has opened up their eyes to the truth that this life on the earth is vanity, is temporary. God has set his affection upon them, and he has revealed to them the treasure of eternity. If that is you, then you celebrate. God has opened up their heart to the hidden treasures of holiness. Therefore, he has predestined them for his kingdom. But when you look at this generation, they are the opposite of that. They are focused on this life, even the church. And that's why God has sent us to destroy the earth with coronavirus, with the volcano in Tonga, with the earthquake in Melbourne, Australia, and the mice in Australia, with the earthquake in Chile, Haiti, Peru, Mexico, Nepal, Japan, Yushu, China, Taiwan. The coronavirus globally, and the war that you see going on now, the world war, and Russia has now pointed its nuclear missiles upon every city in the USA and every city in Europe. They have now pointed their nuclear missiles, and you know their nuclear missiles are hypersonic. They are the only country with that kind of technology now, and China, of course. The U.S. fell behind. They are still trying to develop those hypersonic weapons. And you know that right now Russia has better nuclear weapons than they had in 1945. Only one explosion on New York can decimate America. And yet now, Russia has put all its nuclear forces, even it's running right now, Putin puts nuclear forces on high alert. That means they are pointing every city. Every U.S. city now has a nuclear missile pointing on it. And they can arrive there in less than, I don't know how many minutes. And they are guided. They can be guided on their way to avoid mountains and valleys. The same Russia has biological weapons, has chemical weapons. So this generation rejected Jesus, and then the Lord has sent his ferocious prophets who have turned their technology against themselves, against them. Now the Lord has sent us to destroy the earth. Look at the destruction in Ukraine. And yet God is saying, for those that receive Christ, there is a reward. He wants to reward them in heaven. To give them rewards. To recognize them, to honor them. How can you live without Jesus? How can a generation choose to walk away from the Lord and expect that all will be well? How? How is that possible? So the Lord is calling on this generation to focus on eternity and consider themselves as pilgrims on this earth. That is important. to focus your eyes on eternity. On eternity. Focus your eyes on eternity. That he may save you. Because you have a generation that has literally rejected God. How then can you survive after rejecting God? God Almighty, the Creator. How then can you survive? How can it be well on the earth? In the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 14, it says, for here we do not have an enduring city. For here on the earth, we do not have an enduring city. But we are looking forward for the city to the city that is to come. The city that is built by God himself. Here on the earth, we do not have an enduring city. That's why they are being demolished by missiles now. But we should be looking forward. You should be looking forward to the eternal city, the eternal home of the righteous. You should be choosing righteousness. I will come back to you again. The Messiah is coming. Thank you.